CliffCentral.com.
Good morning, everybody. Here we are on a beautiful Tuesday morning. It's the 6th of December already. Flex, I feel like I might be getting whatever you got. Are you sick or are you okay?
No, I'm sick.
Ah, shit. I woke up this morning with a scratchy throat, and we've got Cliff Central carols on Sunday, so I'm not happy about this. This is very bad news. Very bad.
Well, you could always buy a 100 rand ticket and watch it.
Yeah, but well, I've got to do things.
I'm just giving you options here.
You and your options. You know what you can do with your options?
You go straight to CompuTicket, buy a ticket.
Yeah, yeah. Get out of my sight. Oh, good morning, everybody. What's happening? Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Mads. Hello. All right, let me turn off your mics. You can turn it. Why was your microphone facing the opposite way around? That's so weird.
No, it's not.
What, you?
It happens sometimes.
Really?
Mm.
Hmm. People have got to look out because that's unacceptable. You can't have your microphone turned the wrong way around. How dare they? Apologize.
I am sorry.
That's better. Whoever did that. Listen, do you smell this funny smell in here?
Yeah.
It's like a burnt electric smell. What is going on? I walked in this morning and thought, Ben, you really changed your aftershave quite dramatically. Flax, where do you think it emanates from? Have you been able to discover the source of this burnt electric smell?
There's like a rack of equipment here, which it's very potent in that area.
Is it...
Nothing seems to be sizzling or on fire.
There's no smoke or anything.
What, is it overheating? I mean, what's going on?
When I walked in here, I thought that there'd be flames and I'd have to find a fire extinguisher. I know what happened. Last night, there was one of the maddest storms ever.
Really? Because what time?
I think it must have been about 1 or 2 a.m.
Oh, okay.
I woke up and I had to go close the window because it was so loud.
I was right next door at 10 o'clock last night. I was on Trending SA with Nina Hasty and Shaka Sisulu and Kuli Roberts.
Oh, my goodness.
Did Nina remember she's on the show tomorrow?
Yeah, she said she'll see us tomorrow.
Okay, good.
Yeah, she's keen. She's very excited. Yeah, so I went on Trending SA last night. It's the first time I've been on that show.
And?
Yeah, it went well. It was fun.
Well, I mean, the combination of people that you've just mentioned. Kuli Roberts and Nina Hasty.
Right. Kuli Roberts is so funny. She's just unbelievable. She's got so much energy. Don't know where she gets it. And she has stayed, I've got to give her credit, she has stayed consistently weird from the get-go. As long as I can remember her, she's always been like a little bit off the wall. And she's maintained that, which is terrific.
Mm.
Good for her. It's a whack job. Total whack job. You know she is Thomas Msengana's cousin?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm. Nomakula Roberts. And then Hlubi's, obviously, her sister.
Her sister, yeah.
Yeah. So we've got lots of connections there. Anyway, and Nina was cool, and Shaka was cool, and it was just, it's a cute show. They've got a nice team there. They've, you know, got nice people who work with them. So that was fun. Except it was 10 o'clock in the evening, which means I finished at 11.
Oof.
So you know how I... So I drove home, got home at like 11:30. And then tried to get to bed, which only happened at 12:45.
Oh, that's a long day at the office.
Yeah, for a Monday, it's not the best way to start your day. Anyway, I'm not going to complain about my life. I'm a very happy guy. 90% happy. I'm normally 95, but I could do with 5% of sleep. Then I'd be much better off. Anyway, it is getting to that time of year where a lot of people are going to get some time off, including us. We're away from the 23rd of December until the 9th of January. We will not be here with peace and love. Peace and love. Our show will also come off of touchcentral.fm and only be back on cliffcentral.com in the next period, the next year. So if you are confused, That is what is going on from the 9th of January.
I'm warning you with peace and love.
That's right.
So does this mean that us coming off touchcentral.fm means a brand new breakfast show on touchcentral.fm?
Correct.
Ooh, well, I mean, new is always good.
Yeah, I mean, our show really, we're a kind of a talk show, and we do a lot of interviews, and we talk about the news and all that kind of thing, and the rest of Touch Central is like music. So we do sort of stick out, but it was part of the arrangement that that Touch and I had struck in the beginning, sometime in August. And when we launched in September, it was really to also give people the option of a music channel or of a talk channel. And we will exist side by side. So it's like a brother and sister station. And you can listen to whatever you like. You can hear whatever you like. Yeah.
But do we know about this new breakfast show?
Not yet. And I can't announce anything at the moment. All I could say is it will be a very big announcement. And probably a nail in the coffin of radio.
Ooh, surprise. Yeah,
real nail in the coffin stuff. It's very exciting. Hey, speaking of exciting, do you know what's happening this week? Is Touch Central off to the Department of Science and Technology at the CSIR, in fact, the Science Forum 2016. We'll be covering all things science, broadcasting live from Science Forum 2016, held at the CSIR in Pretoria, 8 and 9 December. This year, the focus will be on the social sciences and its role in shaping humanity, innovation, transforming society. You can join Thibaut Touch, your boy, Thibaut Touch, Aria and Kat as they broadcast live from the CSIR. Visit sfsa.co.za. That stands for Science Forum South Africa. Okay? sfsa.co.za. For more info, that's sfsa.co.za. The Science Forum 2016, proudly brought to you by the Department of Science and Technology. Technology. Hey, Flaxi, do you want to tell us what's going on the show today? Here are our guests and everything you need to know about what is happening on the Gareth Cliff Show with producer Micah Flag.
So we got a dude named Joss Austin coming in.
I saw this guy's been he's been tweeting and Instagramming up a storm about his interview. I think he's more excited than anybody.
Yeah, so he just signed to Universal Records in the US.
Nice.
And he's got his debut album, which nobody's listened to yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to play it on our show for the first time. I had a little sneak peek. I quite enjoyed it.
How did you hear about this guy?
One of his cousins listens to the show, and then she dropped me a email saying, listen, he's coming into the country for a bit. You've got to get him on the show. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to his track, and it's a really, really awesome track.
So does he not even live here anymore? He's in America?
I think he lives in America now, but he is a South African.
Nice. Good for him.
And it's pretty big, like being signed to Universal Records.
Wow.
Then we got the Idols contestants, Tara and Taboko, coming on that are actually in Cliffmas Carols this weekend.
That's right. Well, that's why they popped up. I mean, I was on the trip to New York with these two, and they're the only two that we haven't really spoken to besides Tammy out of the top four, so we thought, well, we'll get them in. Don't forget, Noma's also going to be at the Cliffmas Carols, Cliff Central Carols. We've got quite a lineup, it turns out.
Yeah, proper powerhouse.
Quite a lineup, and Ben even bought tickets yesterday.
Yeah, of course. Well, that's what you got to do, because all proceeds go to charity.
I told you, Ben, we could have organized you comps. If you would agree to sing your song.
I don't want to sing my song.
Your legs don't work like they used to before.
People would pay money to hear this in person live.
And I can't sweep you off of your feet.
That's the best. We'll make it Christmassy.
Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love?
Yes.
If you add money to the ticket price, I would sing this.
Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Okay, yeah, baby, go.
Well, loving you till we're 70.
Yes. How sexy is that?
Na, 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 na. Baby, my heart can still fall as hard as 23.
Well, I'll tell you what, Christmas is coming. It's only a couple of weeks. In fact, listen. Before you know it, the blink of an eye. 20 days time, 19 to be precise, and you will be Christmasing the hell out of this year. Isn't that right, Mubs?
Oh, yes.
Everybody's excited.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With
The kids jingle belling and everyone.
And a lot of people love Christmas. A lot of people get very excited about Christmas, even if they don't necessarily go in for all the religious stuff. Some people just love the gifts and the tree and the decorations. And it's going to be fantastic.
And don't forget about the food. Oh.
And the food.
I mean, I think a lot of us really overdo it with the food.
Hey, Christmas is a time for giving. At least that's what the good book says. And in our house every Christmas Eve, my son and daughter and their families drive down from the big city for an old-fashioned family holiday.
That's right.
Heck, Ma dresses up the house like a Christmas card. You can hear her in the kitchen singing while she's baking cookies for the children. And she spends hours wrapping the presents she's been buying since last August.
Wow.
She hangs all the stockings all over the fireplace.
That's true, right?
In the morning of, I cut me down the prettiest darn Christmas tree you ever saw in your life. This year we really outdid ourselves, you know. Ma and I are getting on in our years, so we decided to give the kids tax-free cash gifts of $10,000 apiece. Well, I reckon it was around noon when I heard the dogs barking.
Come, Rex! Come,
there was Jim the mailman in his old Santa cap coming up the walk, teasing the dogs as usual and holding the package. Well, he handed it over and he says, Pappy, looks like you got an overnight package from your daughter. Well, Ma tore it open, and to both our horrors, we unwrapped a fruitcake with a note that read,
Aloha, Mom and Dad. At the last minute, we got a cheap fare on the internet and went to Hawaii. Hold on to our gifts till after the first of the year. Love, Princess.
Well, Ma's heart was broken, and I felt a lump in my throat as I thought to myself,
you ain't getting shit for Christmas.
You ain't getting shit for Christmas.
Isn't that nice? You can shove that gift right up your ass. It's fantastic. Let's do a stretch. We haven't done that for a while. Everybody ready? Let's go. Stretch, stretch, stretch. It's good for you. You want to be limber. Like that circus chick we had in here the other day. Man, she bent her leg right over her head.
The contortionist.
Wow. Oh,
they just look painful.
No, well, she didn't have any pain.
If you didn't see it, you can go onto our Instagram page, The Gareth Cliff Show, and you can find it.
That's right. Thank you, Ben. Nice plug there. Beautifully done. He just has smoothly segued into that.
Great. Smoothly, yet with much intent.
Yes. Yes. What can I tell you? There's so much to talk about, actually, when it comes to, you know, news. And I see there was another racist found on Facebook yesterday. She outed herself with some stupid comment. It always seems to be that there are these racists have a major problem with black people on beaches. That seems to be their main thing. For some reason, the minute you put blacks in the sea together, these white racists lose their minds. They just go completely insane.
Just like, you gotta ask the question, what was she intending the outcome here? That she would then find like newfound popularity and be like, wow, yeah, wow, let's go with that.
I don't understand why some racists choose to do this publicly on social media. Why don't they just do this at home with their families, at their braais, like the rest of us do?
Well, she claims, so how's this for bullshit? She says afterwards, that her phone was taken. She left it on a bar.
Yeah.
And someone took this, and they concocted this racist update so that she would look bad. Of course, she got her phone back herself. So whoever it was, you know, we're going to believe that this ghostly person, someone who just picked up a phone in order to send something racist out on the internet. It's just unbelievable how gullible she thinks we are. But, you know, these days, these people are a dime a dozen. And as I said, I would rather know for sure what I'm dealing with when I hear people talk like this. And what's her name? Natasha something or another? Woo.
Who's Natasha?
That's the racist.
No, isn't it Vanessa Hartley?
Ah, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. Natasha, Vanessa, potato, yeah. Potato. It's one of those names, you know.
It's like, jokes aside, though, I just want to really work it out. What are the benefits of being a racist? I'm just, I might tell you, like, do people like, does it make you feel better?
Nah.
I was really weighing it up because, you know, I'm trying this whole thing in 2017 to always understand other people's opinions and perspective on things. So I'm giving it a go now.
There's no good explanation for this. She probably grew up with this kind of stuff in her house as a kid, and it imprinted itself on her brain, and she genuinely believes, like, that black people should not be on her beaches in Hout Bay. Hout Bay, which is what a boring place. Good for one lunch a year at most.
Pretty much.
You know?
No, and even really, then it just smells of seal excrement.
Yeah. You can have it, honey. And you know what? I'll tell my black friends to come to Joburg. If you are black and you live in Hout Bay, let's do this woman, this Vanessa, a favor. Come and live up here. There's a lot more jobs. There's a lot more going on. Your view won't be as spectacular. But, who needs a view if you can have running water and electricity?
Speaking of which, you know Cape Town has no water after February.
What?
Well, it's so bad. You know, it's obviously dry season now.
No.
So basically, they have enough water until February, and then it's just drink your own pee.
Oh, that's
like
awful.
Bear Grylls style.
Exactly. Cape Town Survivor is going to be a thing, but like on an actual societal level rather than a game show.
But, you know, now that I think about it, just to answer your question about what the racers get out of it and if it makes them happy.
Yeah, what do they get?
I actually imagine that racists are obviously a very miserable lot because every day when they step into the world, they can't avoid black people, white people, colored people,
Mexicans.
Indian people. So if you are,
otherwise,
you know,
known as life. Yeah.
So can you imagine how miserable you are every day of your life encountering these people that you hate?
Well, they've got to be the same people who are against gay marriage. They've got to be the same people who are against people adopting. They just don't want anyone else to be happy because they're miserable.
Yeah, I think from now on, if I hear someone making racial slurs or sexist or whatever, I'm just going to say, like, wow, what did you get out of that? Like, what's the big kick here?
No, what you're going to say is,
what I'm missing out on.
That's what you're going to say. Anyway, listen, what would it be without a festive season, without a racist?
Yeah.
We're in South Africa.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure it's one of the days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a racist on a beach. That's our song. But as I've often said, then, you know, you don't have to look very far. It isn't even subtle. The people you don't need to worry about are the ones that you suspect are like secret racists. Because if they're smart enough to keep it to themselves, then they know it's socially unacceptable. Then they're going to eventually have to stop it. But these ones who are blatant, these ones, you know, whatever they get, they deserve, I suppose, in terms of people's uproar and you know, upset. People deserve to be upset about it. What else is going on? We've got to get into some news. It's already 26 after 6. Can you believe that?
Yes.
So here's Greg.
Really can.
Greg says, for someone who is an Idols judge and doesn't know A Tribe Called Quest, gee whiz, you dropped the ball, Cliff. I got so much heat on this yesterday. I must have got about 10 emails from people saying, you don't know A Tribe Called Quest? You are a complete disaster. You should shut your goddamn mouth and get out of the way and let someone else do this show. How embarrassing, because Luis Agola was in here yesterday and he told me about A Tribe Called Quest. I seriously had never heard of them. You know how sometimes a band slips past and you don't know they exist? Like Mott the Hoople?
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly, right?
That was in the time of Queen.
You knew about Mott the Hoople?
Of course I did.
Give me a song.
It's not relevant right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you can't think of a song.
I don't want to embarrass my buddy by having extreme Mott the Hoople knowledge over her.
No. I have never
English
heard.
English band, mid-70s.
Okay, yeah, all right.
That is the first time I've ever heard that name in my entire existence.
Well, exactly.
Who did?
Exactly.
Who?
Mott the Hoople.
Who did?
That's what I said. Yeah, they did one song called All the Young Dudes. It was their only real hit. But there were a lot of rap bands in the 90s, 2000s that I missed out on. Because I started to I got in some very hardcore rap at a certain stage, and then I thought that a lot of stuff that was too soft was not for me. So I was disparaging about it and didn't listen to it. And that's probably where that snuck through. I'm not trying to excuse it. It's appalling that I didn't know A Tribe Called Quest. Appalling.
Yeah, but also sometimes what happens is, especially when groups or bands are not commercial and they're more underground, you know, the onus is also on you to try and find them. Otherwise, you won't really know about them because they're not mainstream.
Did you remember Toad the Wet Sprocket?
Of course.
No. You know, now, you're just making stuff
no,
up.
No, it's true. There was a band.
No, that they were cool. Yeah. They had that music video by the pool with the toads and the funny people.
They did not. They were not cool. No. Do you remember... Do you remember...
I play this game all day with you.
The Violent Femmes?
Of course.
That name I remember.
Teen angst personified in the 90s.
Correct. Okay, Ben's trying to show off here.
No, no.
Do you remember Master P?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Do you remember... give me some weird... Come on, we got smart listeners. If there's someone you could think of right now, that you think is the weirdest, most bizarre... How about Ian Dury and the Blockheads?
Mm-mm. No idea what you're talking about. You're just making stuff up now.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me. Hit me. Jetzt adore ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Don't you remember it?
No.
Hit me with your rhythm stick. Nice to be a lunatic. Hit me. Hit me. Hit me. You don't remember him? No?
Not so much.
No.
All right. Then I'll leave it at that. But if you have any suggestions of bizarre bands that you might have missed out on or that we missed out on, you want to catch us out, give me a call. I'd like to hear from you. 0861-555-189. Did you know that Mabali Moloi once did a song called...
Oh, no.
Dombendaga.
I'm sorry, what?
Dombendaga. Don't you remember?
It's coming back to me slowly.
This was in a... She was about 12. And she did this song. This is the guy who... What happened to this dude who sang with you? Did you?
You know, there was a falling out over creative differences eventually. And so we parted ways. And I haven't really been in touch with him since.
What a loss to music. I mean, when you two were together, it was like...
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher. It was like Dave Stewart and Annie Lennox. It was very special.
Listen to this.
All right, enough nonsense. We got the news coming up next. That's right. The news with Mabali Moloi. And that's brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. It's on the way, baby! Here's Gwen Stefani to wake you up with Misery. Isn't that nice? Huh? That's fantastic. What a happy song for a Tuesday morning. You know what else is happy? Is that we can finally find out what's going on in the news, and Mabali Moloi is here to help us with that. But first...
If you need a pizza from a reputable pizzeria, here's where you go. When you're on a nice date with a girl or a guy, Colcacchio. If you feel like a pizza with a nice, sexy, thin crust, Colcacchio. If you like a salad with some creative properties, like little bits of corn and avo, you need what is called a sincero salad. It'll blow your head out of your body. It's so fantastic.
When the stars you got the basic idea. The news brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria. Here's Mabali Moloi with the latest. Everything you need to know. Even if you haven't been paying attention. And God knows, we all try, but it's impossible half the time. Here she is. With a... What kind of tea is that you got there? You brought your own tea.
It's one of those... nonsense slimming tea things that they market
well,
to us.
Let me tell you something. Whatever you're doing at the moment, everybody's talking about you. You're shedding kilos.
Ah, well, thank you. Yes, it was time. you know.
She's decided. She's on the prowl again. And Mabali is getting into tip-top shape.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. So, sad day of events yesterday, Gareth, with the South African music fraternity and fans alike. Struggled with the shocking news of the passing of gospel star Sifiso Ncwane.
Now, what happened to him? Because can't seem to get an answer from anybody about this.
It really just took everybody by surprise. And people, you know, a lot of the time when somebody young dies, it's always the most difficult for people to accept.
37.
Very young still. So, according to statements that were released by the family and also the family spokesperson, he died yesterday morning after being rushed to hospital on Sunday night, where he was treated for kidney problems. He was admitted to Fourways Life Hospital. He was diagnosed with kidney failure, and then he was later moved to ICU. And, you know, the family also released a statement to say that, unfortunately, he took his last breath at 9:30 a.m. yesterday morning, and he was in the presence and arms of his wife, Ayanda Ncwane. So,
it's
very sad state of events there, you know, having to watch your loved one in that state, and then also ultimately losing them while they're in your arms. And so everybody, you know, was, as I said, shocked yesterday. Tributes have been pouring in from, you know, as I said, the music industry, fans. The president also releasing a statement yesterday calling the passing of Mr. Ncwane a massive loss for the country because his music touched the hearts of millions of people. He was such a big star.
Yeah.
He was a massive star.
Well, I remember he came in here. He was on Loyiso Bala's show when he was doing that gospel show with us.
Mm-hmm.
He came in once or twice on that show. He was on Touch Central once or twice as well.
Yeah.
You know, so he's like a friend of ours, and we feel very, very bad for his wife and his family, and obviously our condolences to them.
Yes, and the family say that, you know, they will keep people informed with regards to funeral arrangements. One can imagine it will probably be, you know, a very big affair in his hometown province of KwaZulu-Natal. So,
you know, I've said it before, but when creative and talented people go, I always get upset, like we couldn't have put someone else forward on the list instead. You know how I go.
Yes,
People get upset about this, but this is how I really feel. Like, there's a lot of really shitty people in the world who I could easily put in. This is why death is so unfair, is because it doesn't seem to discriminate. It just, when it's your time, it's your time. You never know. 37 years old, this guy. He still had a life ahead of him, young family. It's very sad. I really get upset when I hear about young, talented people going.
Well, somebody mentioned yesterday that it hasn't even been 3 months since Mandoza died. And then this happened yesterday. So, you know, for some fans, it might feel a little bit too much to handle.
Yeah. And of course, yesterday was also the anniversary of Madiba's death.
Yes, that's true.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's only 3 years, huh? Feels like a lifetime ago.
It does. It really does feel like it was a long time ago.
Isn't it weird? They still haven't opened up the Qunu Memorial where he's buried. People still can't go and visit his grave. And I think a lot of people would want to.
Was that a decision the family took?
I don't know. They meant to have opened it up by now. I don't know what the excuse is. But they better do that soon, because I think a lot of people want to go and see his grave. Pay their respects, you know, people who didn't get a chance to do it while he was alive or immediately after he died. And it just feels like they should have opened it up by now. That's all I'm saying.
And then, Gareth, there was also a lot of outrage, a lot of anger yesterday in reaction to, you know, just another one of those stories that really has you questioning humanity and where some of us just absolutely get it wrong. I am speaking about the murder of a young lady from the Western Cape, Noluvo Swelindao. What happened over the weekend is a chilling state of events. More than 10 men broke into the home of Noluvo. They abducted her. They assaulted her. Then they shot and killed her, and this is suspected to be a lesbian hate crime.
A lesbian hate crime?
Well, I mean, you know how it is sometimes.
That's not something lesbians are usually known for.
No, I mean...
they're usually the victim of hate crimes.
Well, what I mean is it's one of those awful stories that you hear that happen in parts of the country where men believe in, you know, things like corrective rape because they don't understand why women, why a woman would be a lesbian. Mm. You know, it's those kinds of things.
Oh, that's horrible.
And so Dan Plato, the Western Cape Minister of Community and Safety, you know, has said that as a country, we can't just sit back and allow for these kinds of things to happen. This is more than 10 men that abducted this girl. They're still out at large, as far as I can tell by media reports. So these men haven't been found. And there are promises
what a disgrace.
For a lot to be done to try and find all of these men. The attack took place in Drift Sands near Khayelitsha, Cape Town, over the weekend.
Now, you know, I know we get upset when we see some idiot racist saying things about Hout Bay and, you know, black people on beaches. But really, we should be even more furious about this because someone's lost their life.
Yeah.
And I don't like to compare horrible things with horrible things. But I think we get so outraged on Twitter and on Facebook and in society by stuff that people are thinking and people are saying. But when people actually act out something like this where they... this, can you imagine this woman's last hours? Imagine the horror of this life. And all just because she was a lesbian. Something she just, part of who she is. It's appalling to me that this kind of thing happens.
And it should be appalling to all of us.
But that's the point, right? This should be a number one story in the country right now. This should be the biggest thing by far, because this is against everything we stand for as a nation. That some woman is not allowed to have the kind of relationships she wants to have. In the year 2016, this is just unbelievable. And that people think it's okay that, you know, well, they don't think it's okay. They just do. That this corrective rape is so sick in the head.
Completely.
Yo, rape is bad enough, but rape that you think you're doing something good for her, you're converting her back to being straight, it's barbaric. This is the worst thing. Makes me so sad. Oh, breaks my heart.
And then lastly, Gareth, First Rand, who are considered South Africa's biggest bank by market value, they decided yesterday to, you know, provide reasons as to why it is that they'd cut ties with Oak Bay Investments, which is a company controlled by the Gupta brothers. Remember earlier this year, the four big banks in the country decided we're no longer doing business with any Gupta-related companies. And so yesterday, the South African lender First Rand said, well, you know, there were suspicions of money laundering. And that was one of the reasons why they decided.
I don't know why they have to explain themselves. I mean, just get on with it, dude.
Well, I mean, I don't know either. But remember, the president wanted reasons as to why the four big banks in the country decided to cut ties with the Guptas. He wanted them. He wanted those reasons. So I'm thinking.
Nkandla. Nkandla.
Because the president, you know, he took issue with the four banks doing that because he didn't understand why.
Wow.
So, yeah, there you go. First Rand, the first of the four big banks providing reasons why.
Isn't it amazing that despite the president's best efforts to ruin the economy, the finance minister and a team of really good South Africans went around the world and they convinced, particularly in America, the ratings agencies to not drop us to junk. He's tried really hard to get that to happen, and we've managed to succeed. We should all be very grateful to that team who went over to New York and spoke to the ratings agencies and foreign investors, because otherwise we would be staring at junk bonds right now. We would be looking at our value in terms of our currency, in terms of our stock market and everything else being horribly downgraded. Luckily, that hasn't happened. We must be very, very happy about this. This is a big deal. The alternative is too horrible to imagine. Interest rates would have gone up. You heard what they said. It sounded like a nightmare. So we must be very grateful about that. All right, that is the news with Mabale Moloi, brought to you by Kolkakia Pizzeria. Now for Ben Karpinski's sport. Okay, Ben, it's your slow day is a Tuesday. You don't really always have as much on a Tuesday to tell us, but I'm sure you've got things up your sleeve.
I don't, Gareth, but there are a few stories that are popping up which do need to be discussed. You remember Sepp Blatter?
Oh, crooked Sepp.
Oh, yes. Where is Sepp?
Well, you know, where's Sepp? Obviously, he's in court. That's where he is. He's in court like Lionel Messi is. Okay, a bad example. He's in court like Gareth is in studio. That's pretty much
there
it.
There we go.
Whether it be TV or radio.
That's obvious.
So, Uncle Sepp, Emperor Sepp, as he's formerly known, his appeal to go against that ban from FIFA, well, they basically said, Sepp, look, you're a dodgy old bastard. You're banned. Mm-hmm. Now, just get, like, let it go now. He accepted the decision, and he actually put that out, that he accepted the decision.
Wow, so does this mean he admits that he's a creepy old, dodgy, lying bastard?
Well, of course not. He's just accepted the justice system around this. This obviously was a second or third appeal. There was an opportunity to have one more appeal, because you know that's how it works when you're rich. You don't take verdicts, you just appeal them until basically everyone loses interest, and then you're free, or you die. That's what being rich is about, just perverting law. But this is where it gets interesting for Sepp, because that's not the end of his legal issues. There are all kinds of other cases around corruption.
Ooh.
Sepp corruption letter. Now, this is the problem when you've been dodgy for so long, is that all these things mount up.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
There's all kinds of like unsolicited bribes and funny amounts coming through the FIFA accounts and certain countries getting tournaments and image rights and then TV rights going to other places. So Sepp could actually become a major witness in some of the biggest controversies that are about to kind of spill out in football.
Open your ears and close your eyes and you will have a big surprise.
Which is what Sepp basically is going to say once he takes the stand as a witness.
You think he'll squeal?
Well, he is a bit of a fat pig, so I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. It's kind of Sepp. But there's lots of football to look forward to this evening of a normal kind. It is the Champions League again. So, groups A, B, C, and D are in action tonight.
Okay.
Quarter to 10. So, that's where all the games are going to take place, South African time. If you are into the Champions League, there is still some things at stake. Obviously, some teams have gone through. Other teams are just completely useless, and they will go play in the Spurs League after this. But to look at group A, PSG and Arsenal. These are two teams are going to go through. Currently tied on points. PSG ahead on... because they've beaten Arsenal, or they drew with Arsenal, or something. I don't know. It's just quite strange because the goal difference is in Arsenal's favour. Anyway, let's not dilly or dally on that anymore. PSG will take on Ludogorets at home, and Basel will take on Arsenal.
That's my favourite name for a club, is Ludogorets.
Oh, there's some better ones here.
Huh?
So PSG, they've got to win, and then Arsenal, well, they obviously have to win. They both have pretty easy games because both those teams are dreadful. Neither of them have registered a win in Group A, so yeah. Basically, Arsenal and PSG are fighting for the top spot. Then we've got Group B. Now, Group B is Benfica and Napoli. They're at top there. But then the Besiktas, well, they're only 1 point behind on 7 points. So we've got 8 points, 8 points, and 7 points. So all three teams can go through. So look at their fixtures. Dynamo Kiev, who are not very good, no wins whatsoever. They'll host the Besiktas. Then we've got Benfica will then take on Napoli. So that's going to be the two fixtures for tonight. And then to Group C, we've got Barcelona and Manchester City. Now, Barcelona are tearaway winners in this one. They've won four from their five games. Man City have only won two. One of the games was Barcelona. So they are on 12 points of Barcelona, and Man City are on 8. So those two teams basically through. Barcelona will take on Borussia Mönchengladbach, and Man City will host Celtic. So both should be easy wins there. Uh-huh. And that is Group A, B, C. Group D, Atletico Madrid. Well, they top Group D. 5 from 5. Look at that. That's amazing. Now, Bayern Munich, they will want to get through. And they kind of will, because Rostov and PSV are also far behind. So look out for those fixtures. You will see Bayern Munich will take on Atletico. That's a big game for this evening. And the other two, well, it doesn't matter. PSV will take on Rostov. And they'll play, and nobody will care what the outcome is, really. It'll mean nothing. Yeah, so that's tonight's Champions League. Right.
That's very final to say, well, it'll mean nothing.
Gareth, it will mean absolutely jack shit nothing. If Rostov win, they get 3 points, they go to 7 points.
You know what I like about you, Ben, is nothing's ever in the middle somewhere. It's either a yes or a no.
Well, it's like people going, you know, should I watch Rostov tonight? What can happen? Well, nothing can happen. Because a win, they will
waste
just...
your time.
Yeah, who cares? It's just stats. Nothing.
God damn it.
So, Bayern Munich, Atletico, quarter to 10. That's your big one tonight. It's the biggest one of tonight. There's more Champions League tomorrow. I'll get to that tomorrow. But there's a big another discussion point here is LeBron James and some of his Democrat, Hillary-loving Cavalier basketball players do not want to stay at the Trump Soho Hotel in downtown Manhattan. They say that they're for moral issues, that they pledge their allegiance towards Hillary. They'll not stay in this man's hotel.
Really?
And taking
their
a stand.
Allegiance to Hillary.
Taking a stand here.
Okay.
So this moral crusade is a bit of an inconvenience, seeing as the Cavaliers have a contract with this hotel. So these teams travel all over the place, right? So obviously they have certain partnerships in place, certain hotels they go to, they give them good price, they get good deals, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So now LeBron and a few other guys have to go stay elsewhere, which is a huge inconvenience to whoever's organizing logistics around this. And for what?
Well, but I mean, if there are contracts in place, legally they're bound to certain agreements, right?
Exactly. Just think, if you're the Trump Soho Hotel and you've got the Cleveland Cavaliers staying, the only reason you've got them is because LeBron James plays there.
Mm.
If he doesn't rock up, they're like, okay, so now these guys are going to just clog up the toilets and break the buffet. We want LeBron. So that's interesting. So a lot of other people are saying that, you know, if they win another NBA title this year, they don't want to go to the White House and shake Donald Trump's hand. I just got to ask the question. At some stage...
Get over yourself. Do you think anyone cares about your... You're making such a statement. You're a sportsman. Get on with it.
But exactly. That's what these people have got to understand at some stage. You just got to get over the fact Donald Trump won a democratic process, right? These people are all about democracy. Yes, he's the winner. So just like when you run on courts and you lose, you don't go, oh, screw this. No, we're the better team. I'm not taking this result. You take the result and you move on. Elections, sport, same thing. When are Americans just going to kind of deal with the fact? It's like this, wah. He won. We don't like him.
But that's the point. And what you're doing is, if you don't want to shake the hand of the president-elect of the United States, what you're really doing is you're saying, I don't want to shake America's hand because he represents America. And if you do that, then fine. You shouldn't. Any winnings from anything that you do in America, you should have to hand back.
Yeah. Anyway, in the next hour, another great talking point. Really hot girls playing golf. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Good or bad for who? Or for what?
Let's wait until the next Island Valley.
Oh, okay.
Well, that sounds very controversial.
You know, generally speaking, hot people, not just women, hot people in general, are usually a good thing for the rest of us.
Well, tell the trolls on the internet.
Something to look at.
Hmm.
All right, it is 7:07. It's time for us to check in with Martin, who is on the line. He's standing in for Anthea this morning. What song? Oh, we got to go to a song. Thank you. See, I've got Flax's producing this morning, and he's very, very good at keeping me on my toes. And then I'll play you a little bit of Martin's actual song. Yeah?
Martin also has a song.
He's got a song. He released a song. He's a musician.
Sure.
Yeah, so we got lots of things to get excited about.
Tuck Central. Amplifying your HD radio experience this summer.
Wait for them to ask you who you know.
And Heathens. That's right. Do you want to hear Martin's song? Hey, Ben. Martin Smith works with Anthea Gardner. Anthea's in big meetings today or something, and we're very happy because we get to talk to Martin. So listen to this. This is him. This is Martin Smith singing. Not only interesting asset manager, but this as well.
I thought my will would break. It's not the time or the place. Oh, I'll be sure this is for. It's time for me to make the man. Overdue, I'll understand. And I'll be sure this is for.
Martin, that's pretty damn good, man.
thank you very much, Gareth.
Wow, how do you mix up the important serious part of your life and this singing career?
You caught me a little bit off guard, but no, it's just a bit of balance. It's just a passion project, keeps me sane during my work hours. Just awesome. A nice little way to ease the pressure, I guess.
Because asset managers, a lot of you guys in the financial sector, you could really rib each other. You give each other a lot of shit about stuff. Do you get those other douchebags telling you, oh, you're a singer. We don't know if we could take you seriously.
Yeah, I guess so. But I think it's it's also just about you just being comfortable with who you are and what you do. And
right.
As long as you're serious about your work, I don't think anyone really worries too much. I mean, all of my bosses, Anthea, the CEO of our listed business, were all at my album launch. So
yeah, well, that's great. And you know what? If anyone gives you shit, you send them to me.
100%, Gareth.
Yeah, that's very good. Flax, you love it, right?
I proper love it. It's such a good song.
There we go.
I play it in my car all day.
There we go.
Thanks, Flax.
Where can we get your songs if we want to buy them? Are they on Apple Music?
Yeah, it's on Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, literally every online platform that you can think of.
And what do we do? It's Martin Smith?
Just my name, Martin Smith, and just look for the picture of the lighthouse.
Wow, there isn't another Martin Smith that you had to worry about?
There is. There's a gospel singer, Martin Smith.
No, don't worry about him.
Just look for the lighthouse and you'll find my stuff.
And this song is called?
It's called Carla.
Okay, so there we go. Very nice. All right.
Thanks,
now,
Gareth.
Let's turn our attention to some other stuff. Yesterday, Anthea left the studio here and left me in a depressed mood because she said it was going to be a shitty day on the markets. Wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I mean, the market sort of started out with trepidation. I mean, obviously, there was the big news out of Italy, which I'll touch on shortly. So it seemed as though everything was going to be quite negative. But as the day sort of continued, the all share actually ended up almost 1%. Resources up, financials up, industrials up. There was a big move from Group 5, up almost 10%. They announced that they're entering into a JV with a business called Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Where they are effectively selling 49.9% of their toll business for 633 million rand. It's actually a very good business for theirs. It's basically a nice annuity stream. So if you think about if you just think about the tolls on the road, basically it just collects money every single day, cars are driving through. So it's just this annuity income that just keeps flowing through every single day, every single year. So it's a really, really good business of theirs. It operates mostly out of Europe. And now they've teamed up with Aberdeen, so it's going to be Europe, North America, Turkey. So I think that's quite a good move, and the market obviously reacted very positively to that.
Cool.
Retailers were also up really strongly on the back of a Goldman Sachs broker upgrade. So that comes from the sell side, and they think that the retailers are now buy. Obviously, the retailers have underperformed quite badly this year, especially things like Mr. Price. But again, the big news yesterday was out of the Italian referendum. And I think Anthea touched on it a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, people are losing their minds over this.
So it seemed that way when the market opened, and it seemed that people were, there was a bit of panic. But as the day sort of continued yesterday, markets recovered, the panic sort of subsided. I mean, the euro went from $1.05 to $1.07 recovery-wise. Throughout the course of the day. So the shares also recovered. So I think people realize that it's not the greatest news, but there has always been a lot of political turmoil in Italy. And as we've seen, I mean, they've had 63 prime ministers since the Second World War alone. So it also kind of paints the picture for the political landscape in Italy.
Jeez. All right. Well, it sounds like upheaval, but of course that makes markets nervous. So the whole of Europe is in disarray over this, aren't they?
Yeah, 100%. Obviously, there's a lot of other sort of political moves and votes, all those things coming out of Europe in the next couple months and little while. So I think it's going to be interesting to see. But a nice indicator of risk on and risk off, which we've spoken about numerous times in the show, is gold. So in a time when people think the world is going to burn and things are going badly, people normally fly to go to safe haven assets like gold. And so we saw during Brexit with Trump, gold rallied really hard because people thought things were going badly. But gold hit its lowest price in 10 months yesterday. So the world seems to think that they're in a better place because it's sort of there's a lot of signs of increasing U.S. growth and inflation, and that's obviously supported now by this oil price. The OPEC have obviously reached this deal where they're going to cut global production of oil by 1.5%. And as you know, supply demand dynamics, supply goes down, price goes up. So if the price goes up, then that means inflation is going to be increasing around the world because prices of things are going to get more expensive. And then that obviously goes in line with growth in the U.S., which then leads to Fed hike rates, which we are going to get a decision out on 14 December.
Cool. You think that December is also going to be nice and quiet? Well, hopefully there won't be any controversies of a political nature, but usually the market's toned down around this time of year, right?
Yeah, 100%, Gareth. People go on holiday. It's like that in every industry. People kind of sort of see the last 2 weeks of the year out, and yeah, we'll see limited volumes compared to the rest of the year. But yeah, I think unless something drastic happens, I think it'll be very relatively relaxed.
All right. Thank you, Martin. Anything else you want to throw in?
Nothing too much. I have a little note here on Donald Trump that I think you guys have spoken about him too much. He was sending out a series of tweets criticizing China.
Yeah, how's that going to go down?
It's going to be an interesting couple of years with him, I think.
Let's see what happens. China. All right, thank you.
All right, brilliant. Thanks very much, cool. Gareth.
There's Martin. All right, very good. Martin Smith with a look at the markets. It's 4 minutes after seven. Donald Trump looking for a fight with China? China. I wonder what they're going to do. For those who work, live and play the night shift, get ready for a little company. My Night Shift is a brand new show on Touch Central, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m., hosted by the biggest in South Africa. That's Tall Ass Mo, Nomzamo Mbatha, and Tim Modise. Each of them will salute a different night of the week and a different night shift throughout the week with a series of interesting interviews, trending topic discussions, the latest music, and more. My Night Shift, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m. And you know everything on TouchCentral.fm right now is zero rated for the MTN family. Yas. Yas. Now you know. On the way, we've got to look at all the things that mattered today. I'll take your calls. We'll hear what you're up to. Going to meet some musicians later on. Oh, it's going to be a busy day.
CliffCentral.com.